This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to Toby for the update. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. Show's brought to you exclusively by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We made the announcement yesterday that with our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad, we are hitting the road this year to go to Arrowhead Stadium, Monday Night Football, late October, just ahead of Halloween. They will be sending us out there. We're going to be kicking it with them in Kansas City ahead of Monday Night Football. We'll be at the game at Arrowhead. Maybe Taylor Swift will be there. I'm quite sure she will be for a primetime game.
Honestly, I mean, that's pretty reasonable, right?
Normally, we sit in pretty decent seats, too. I wonder, is there any chance we'll be right underneath of Taylor Swift's suite so we can keep turning around and looking at her?
Like, we won't be in the suite with her. Like, I know that much.
How do you know that?
I mean, well, I don't know.
Are you doubting Wasim?
No. I'm not specifically doing that. I'm just thinking.
He does the move where he like keeps it a secret, and we like follow him around the stadium, and then we get like the best seats ever.
Yeah, and he's like, "Okay, we'll watch this," and then like,
What if we're doing that move where we're walking through the stadium, we don't know where our seats are, he's like in front of us, and then we keep going through these doors, and then we walk into a suite, and Taylor Swift is just standing there.
Boy, well, I not have that much to say to her. I don't really know what to talk about.
You'd get a selfie.
I'd probably have to, right? Like for all the people.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I would just talk. I would get my daughter on the phone so fast for a FaceTime. My daughter is obsessed with Taylor Swift. She wants to be a concert girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she cares about is Taylor Swift songs. That would be dad of the year stuff. No pressure, Wasim. But
yeah, seriously, could you?
I mean, it's easy, right?
I know them, but boys, and they don't care.
You just get into the Kelsey.
Just get Grant up there.
No pressure. I'm not, no request being made. I'm just saying.
Sounded requesting,
if we
though,
could watch
it?
The game from the Kelsey Swift suite, that would be nice. That's mm-hmm. all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But seriously, I bet that night she's there and we probably can see her from wherever we're sitting.
She'll be there. I mean, I'll be watching the game mostly, but like people keep turning their heads.
Oh, you're doing that bit.
I'm doing the bit.
You're doing that guy. Like as if you can't watch the game and also notice her during the 8 million TV timeouts.
Pretty much. I'll be thinking about the game and barbecue and stuff like that.
You could probably just turn around and look, and there she is, and then go right back to what you were doing.
Yeah, I'll be able to do that one time.
It's going
to
be okay.
I'll be fine.
Promise you, you won't miss anything. There's lots of downtime at games. Huge show shaping up for tomorrow. Commanders General Manager Adam Peters will be with us on Grant and Danny at 5 p.m. tomorrow, which we are excited about. Also, Nats ace lefty Mackenzie Gore will be on the show tomorrow, presented by Main Street Bank for our weekly appointment with him. And a couple of our favorite play-by-play broadcasters getting us ready for the NFL season. The legendary Kevin Harlan.
The best.
The exceptional Ian Eagle. Both on the show tomorrow, previewing the games they'll be calling coming up this weekend. And in the case of Kevin Harlan, he's got 3 in 5 days. Thursday Night Football tomorrow night, Cowboys-Eagles. Then he's got Sunday on CBS televised. He'll have Texans-Rams in California. And then on Monday night, he's got the Monday Night Football call of the Bears and the Vikings in the NFC North. Then he gets 2 days off, and then he's on the call Thursday night, a week from tomorrow, of the Packers and the Commanders from Lambeau Field.
4 games in 7 days, 3 and 5. Insane. Can you imagine that, by the way? Like, just think of it. And it's not like they're next door to each other. It's not like you went from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, like across the state.
What makes you wonder?
He's rip-roaring across the country.
A guy like John Madden could not exist doing the job anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Kirk Herbstreit does this bit where he'll be on College Game Day, first thing on Saturday morning, and then Saturday Night Football, sometimes at a different stadium. He jumps on a PJ, he watches the games on a plane, ESPN furbishes everything for him, and he flies with his dogs. I don't know if you heard this, but he has a dog.
Yeah,
it's going to be there. Just look for it. It'll be there. But he gets to the stadium, and then he's on Thursday Night Football, and he's doing stuff all the time now. John Madden used to ride a bus everywhere. Think about the amount of jobs he'd have to turn down mm-hmm. now with all these networks basically having one person do three or four jobs and all working together in some way to put on these broadcasts? I don't think it would work anymore.
No, it certainly would not. I mean, he's doing Monday Night Football, and that was it. The Madden Cruiser's rolling in. Now, you, as you said, you couldn't do it. But three games in 5 days, it's not like Kevin Harlan's doing quiet broadcasts either. He's bringing the A game.
That is your preview of tomorrow's Grant and Danny, brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, before we hit one final NFL story in this, our final segment today, I want to give you a little audio vault here. So hopefully everyone can deal with the scariness that is walking
Tales from the Crypting
to the audio vault.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I will start with a Mike McDaniel clip from today. Now, where are you at on quirky Mike McDaniel and his extreme quirkiness as a quirky head coach who's quirky?
It's a lot more fun when they're winning games. When they're not winning, it's a little grating, I'd imagine, if I was a Dolphins fan.
I think that's probably fair, but where is Danny Ruye at on his skits and bits?
I think I'm, on a binary, I think I'm pro. I think in general, I'm pro.
Good. So Toby and I in the car today were talking about this clip. We were belly laughing, driving down 95 to Fredericksburg. And I was like, I think Danny's probably out on him, because my perception of you is you're in on something like this until you feel like it jumps the shark or like the guy starts to read his own press clippings a little bit. And now he knows what the people want. So he plays it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's happened with Mike McDaniel. Now I'm a little bit of a sucker and a simpleton, so I'm all for it all the time. I think he's ultra entertaining. But my guess was that you were coming around on like being out on this.
I'm closer to out than I was 2 years ago.
So I'm kind of right.
Yeah. That, you know, you've got the pathology to a T,
if you
by
were
the way.
Like an 85% McDaniel guy when it started, right now you are a
57, 58.
Okay. So it is.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're 0-4 to start the season, you're out.
And he's still like running away from the press conference in his weird sweatpants or something. Or not, the, you know, like a sideline report when he jogs away. It's not as much fun anymore.
I thought this was a good time, though. Mike McDaniel today being asked about Ollie Gordon, his rookie running back.
This smells like a fantasy football question. Yeah.
I may or may not have drafted Ollie.
I can, and I appreciate your creative nature. And, you know, I think as I'm employed by the National Football League, so, you know, I'm not against fantasy football, and I don't mean to, you know, I apologize to anybody out there who I'm not helping their team. But yeah, Ollie Gordon's a rookie who's doing a great job, and who knows how much he'll get used. Will probably not. It probably won't be an intentional, and I know he'll have zero plays or all the plays, 0 yards or all the yards, or somewhere in between.
I just find him eminently likable. Like, that's an extremely long-winded way of him saying, yeah, I'm not really
going to
tell
you
that.
I'm not going to spill that to you.
The original guess of, this sounds like you play fantasy football. And then the guy's like, well, yeah, I actually did draft him. And then he's like, good creative question. And then he like thinks about it for a second. I work for the NFL, so fantasy football is a good thing for us. So I'm not going to be mean to fantasy football. But also, I'm not telling you anything. I just find him eminently likable.
So for me, just to, again, if I had my druthers, now we're really nitpicking this clip here. The first exchange is gold. That's awesome. Like, this smells like a fantasy football question. Shows you're a human being. You're not just up there Belichicking it just as a robot, etc. Then even the little follow-up exchange is good. You could do, I could do away with some of the, now the fact we're like 2 minutes in and he's like, I'm not saying that there's if he was in a field alone, he might have a ball or maybe he wouldn't, like, enough. Or you could just say he's doing a great job for us. We can't really divulge the plan. See what I'm saying? Like, the fun part was fun and now we're doing a little bit extra. That's kind of my, where I am on McDaniel.
I just don't think he's a great speaker.
I'm sure of that.
He is not comfortable in front of a room. And I certainly don't think outside of the team environment, we saw him on Hard Knocks. He actually gave a better speech in front of the guys than I thought. But it was mostly exactly what you just saw there. There was a lot of whatever that was in front of his entire team. And because he's authentic and people know this is the real deal, this is who he is, it works. But he's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
He's just not a great orator. That way, I don't know how many public speaking classes he took. No crime in that. So it takes him a long time to say. Not a lot, but I just thought that was a great clip. Right, here's a guy. What is the opposite of eminently likable?
Loathable, okay. Irritating, annoying.
Yeah, vexing and loathable.
Oh, vexing. Oh, yeah.
Nick Sirianni of the Philadelphia Eagles didn't realize that in the first home game on Thursday Night Football, after winning the Super Bowl, the entire reason you get that Thursday Night opener the following season is because of your Super Bowl and the fact that they're unfurling a banner. He pretends like he doesn't know that, and then he just brushes past it, saying his team won't be taking part in it.
Yeah, I didn't know it was banner night. We won't be out for that. We've had a good training camp. I think we had good OTAs. I think our habits are going in the right direction, and that's and you focus on those things as, you know, every practice that we go through, we're thinking about how did we tackle, how did we take care of the football, how did we take it away, you know, how did we catch it, how did we block. And so you're just looking for those to constantly be on the rise. And I think, you know, when you practice with the intensity that our team practices with, and you get that good on good work that we've gotten for so long, you know, our good offensive line is going against our good defensive line.
I find what he said there to be such an artificial tough guy bit. Remember when the Capitals and every other team in the history of ever, other than the Nationals, who got robbed of this because of COVID, come out for their first game after they win a championship. And what is an amazing emotional environment. The crowd is electrified. It kicks off your season. The players that were there, mostly your roster still, get to one final time kind of soak up in that greatness, right? He's going, didn't know about it. We won't be taking part in it.
We're on to the business of this year.
Yeah, we'll be in the locker room because we're worried about 2025. It's such a straw man thing where it's so easy for someone to go, oh, come on. Of course they should be worried about 2025. Of course that's all that matters. Yeah, you can do both, by the way. You can prepare all offseason, have a great camp, have a preseason, get your stuff in pregame over a few hours, then walk out there and do the banner raising thing. How many times did the Capitals, down the stretch this season, have a ceremony right before the game? Ovi scored this goal, and then that goal, and then Ted Leonsis is going to give him a golden stick, but now they're giving him a mural. Every game, they sat around for 20 minutes and watched, and then they played hockey. It's okay. It's going to be fine. I thought it was such an artificial tough guy bit. We don't celebrate last year. This is about this year.
He's perfect for them. Seriously. He is. That's who should be their head coach. Like, whatever that is, that fake toughness is the essence of Philadelphia sport to me, right? Is like those guys are probably eating it up like catnip up there. You know, the dudes are like, oh, dude, they're going to be so nasty this year, the way they're going to come out so strong and not even worry about last year. Ew. It's so irritating. But again, he's there irritating. You know what I mean? Like, that is he wouldn't work in LA. You know, like he couldn't coach the Chargers or the Dam. They run his butt out of town. But that's him. That's the dude. That's the guy that, like, knowing he's got seven people behind him and you're only one person, you bump into him in that bar in Clarendon and he's going to bow up to you knowing that he's got six guys who have his back. But he's perfect for them.
Final clip in the audio vault today. We got bad news, football people. We got bad news, fans of the greatest sport that there is. We're going to have commercials on NFL Red Zone this year. It's no longer 7 hours of commercial-free football.
Oh, no.
It's just 7 hours of football with a bunch of commercials intertwined.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm serious. So the way we found this out was Scott Hansen was doing an interview with Pat McAfee. Now, apparently ESPN's deal with NFL hasn't started yet. I don't know why Scott Hansen's on Pat McAfee promoting Red Zone then, but I'm just a boy. What do I know? I know that I tweeted that it took ESPN 13 minutes to ruin Red Zone, and I heard from a few different people that this is not ESPN ruining Red Zone. It has nothing to do with ESPN, that the NFL sees a chance to make money, and they want
they're good
to
at them.
Add a lot of commercials in Red Zone. So this was Scott Hansen on with Pat McAfee today talking about how this is all going to work.
I'll tell you this. We've had meetings all off season. We had our rehearsal. We had our dress rehearsal in week three of the preseason. And we are not going to sacrifice any great football for any of the business side of things, right? The business folks are going to handle the business, and we play the hand that's dealt us. But we will not miss a touchdown. We will not say, oh, okay, this is first and goal from the five, but let's, you know, sell some pizza or pick up trucks. You pick and choose your spots like anything.
So I just don't believe that. I mean, that's not true. It can't be true. Here's what I mean by that. We sacrifice content all the time. That's the whole point. The whole reason we're here, essentially, to keep the lights on. It only works if we do the best show in the world, but there's no advertisers and there's no one that is paying for this. You know, they could have a lot of other things. They could have music playing for 30 minutes in between advertising. They could have, you know, political talk and screaming about what's going on at the White House or whatever. This platform, we just talk about sports until the next commercials. And ideally, there's enough sports fans that they care about what you're saying and you try to be entertaining or whatever. But the whole point is the commercials. But we don't get to go to CK and go, hey, we got Adam Peters on. This is pretty damn good. Like, he's talking about the roster and some trades they almost made. We're just not going to take a break this hour. CK would say, get out of my office and go to break. And so my point is the idea that, like, we'll never sacrifice programming for you got commercials, man. They're paid for. You got to air them. So this idea of, well, we won't miss a touchdown, what he's saying is you're going to see every touchdown because we'll record it when it happens and we'll show it to you as if it's live, which they already to some extent do that anyway, obviously. So yes, you will see every touchdown. I don't doubt that. This is not going to be NASCAR where they leave the race for four laps or the WWE wrestling where in the middle of the match, Michael Cole's going, oh my God, is she going to survive? And then they cut to the commercial and then 2 minutes later they come back and she's on her back and you're like, oh my God, she went through a table. And they're like, well, you were gone. And they show you her going through the table. Yes, they're not going to do that. But the idea that they're not going to break when a team's at the five-yard line, there's 16 games at a time, but you know, I guess it's 8 or 9 games at a time. You're going to have to. So I just don't feed me green beans and tell me it's steak. Just say, here's what we're doing. It's still going to kick ass. It's still better than anything else. We're still going to show every touchdown. We're going to show every big play of 20-plus yards. You're still going to get to see more with us than you will anywhere. But this idea that they'll never go to break when a team's goal to go or when a big play is about to happen, you just don't know in the NFL when that's about to happen.
Unless they do it like they do for soccer telecasts. This was the long, you know, sort of elusive thing that they couldn't really do well and why soccer, in my opinion, didn't catch on to much of a degree in the States is they can't get in their commercials. So what they would do is they'd kind of go picture in picture or, you know, an injury timeout or a lull. Let's get in 45 seconds or a minute of commercials. Here's your pizza. Here's your Domino's. Unless they do that, like, do we know that they're 100% going to break for 3 minutes to, you know, as you said, you're going to miss plays. I mean, already as it is now, to your point on Red Zone, let's say you're watching Packers-Lions. Not that it would be all that's prime time. But you know what I mean? Packers-Lions
sure.
And Green Bay's in the Red Zone. Well, you're automatically not clued into the 80-yard bomb that happened on, you know, the first play of the Jets drive. You wouldn't think that's happening, but they're going to show you that in a second. Right now, we'll go box in box to show you what just happened in Carolina. Like, yeah, you're already kind of doing that to a degree. This is just sort of another step. I wonder, though, how they'll do the commercials. If it's just, okay, nobody's crossed midfield, let's go hear from Chevy. Or if they'll do like a picture-in-picture kind of thing or something that effect.
It was reported. What was the word they used, Darius, that you and I were kind of saying, well, is it going to be a real commercial, like a full commercial? The way it was reported was as if they're going to go to commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hope you're right. We see this now with Caps and Wizards on Monumental or whatever, where someone's at the free throw line, and they'll just sit out for 20 seconds. Joe B and Locker don't talk. And a commercial will play over top of the game, but you still see everything because it's like a small square. I'm sure you pay less money for that than you would, you know, a normal thing, spot. Yeah. But like, if that's what they do, okay, I could live with that, no problem. The way it was reported, though, is like they're going to have legitimate actual commercial breaks, which is the beauty of this entire thing. All I'm saying is it's still great. I'm not pretending like it isn't. NFL Red Zone is still amazing. But we have to acknowledge that the reason people love Red Zone is that there are no commercials. Quite literally, for 7 straight hours, there's not one. It's just football, 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 football. And when you now go football, football, commercial, football, football, commercial, you're changing the thing.
Yep.
Your entire marketing strategy. Scott Hansen didn't say 7 hours of commercial-free football. Every unfunny person that ever had him on didn't ask him, how do you go to the bathroom? How do you hold it for so long? Because for any other reason than that the whole shtick behind Red Zone is that it's just 7 hours of nonstop activity. Gone. If they do the real commercials, which yep. it sounds like is going to be the case. But a lot of people, I didn't know there were so many ESPN marks out there. Apparently there are. They must not watch First Take or any of those other shouty shows. That
come immediately to the defense of the worldwide leader.
Yeah. But like they were like, dude, they don't even run it yet. Okay, my apologies. They don't run it yet. It's the NFL Network. I don't care whose fault it is. It shouldn't have commercials. But I'm just a boy, and they want to make money, and I get the business.
Well, here's the part that ticks me off is it's premium service. That's extra on the old cable bill for those of us that are still tied to the cable services. And they're not giving me a discount. See what I'm saying? Like, I pay extra for that thing. I pay a premium for it because it's the most worth it thing in the world to me.
Right.
It's the single greatest television channel ever invented as far as I'm concerned. And it just got worse, which I understand. Everyone's trying to make money. Where's my 7% off? Where's my 18% off because of the less programming that I'm getting? Well, I'll never see
to
that.
To your point, I mean, when you get an app, let's say Peacock or something, you pay more to not have commercials on these apps.
Yeah.
Like, you could do Amazon Prime with commercials or whatever, and every 7 minutes in a movie, it pops up for 50 seconds or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what I'm talking
about. But I pay a little more so that I'm not annoyed by that. Red Zone, do I get to do that? Do I get pay a bunch and I don't have to see them, or I get to pay less now because I have to see them? I think you might be onto something there.
Mm-hmm. But I'll wait for that discount. I'll hold my breath.
Now, that was a quality installment there, walking into the very scary room.
Terrifying audio vault.
That is the audio vault. On Grant and Danny. All of our football conversation on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Speaking of the NFL on CBS, Kevin Harlan on the show tomorrow. He's got Texans Rams this weekend. He's also got Westwood One obligations, Thursday night football, Cowboys-Eagles tomorrow, Monday night football, Bears-Vikings from Chicago. We'll also have Ian Eagle of CBS on the call as well. Who's Birdman got this weekend? I think he might have the Steelers game, if memory serves. But Ian Eagle will be with us tomorrow. We've got Adam Peters, the general manager of the Commanders at 5 p.m. We'll also have Mackenzie Gore on the show from your Washington Nationals. The update on Kendrick Bourne. Wide receiver, former Niner, and Patriot, by the way, worked out with the Commanders yesterday. Apparently, Danny, he wants to wait until after Week 1, watch a little football, see who's a better fit for him, and then he's going to make his decision going into Week 2 as to where he's going to sign. San Francisco, Washington, among the lead options.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, and I remember from years ago, there was something about salaries become guaranteed or vested for veterans or some kind of thing. I was trying to look it up to get the specifics of that, but you've seen this before where guys will wait out a week, and then once you're signed, it means you're signed to the whole season or something to that effect. I'm speaking out of a dark place, I'll say. I don't really know exactly what I'm talking about there.
A dark place.
Yeah, one that doesn't see much sunshine, but I remember something to that, so maybe that's part of the strategy as well. But again, to me, it's pretty simple. Like, his path to being on the field is probably with San Francisco, at least early on, right? With Ayuk on injured reserve, with Jennings banged up. I mean, Marquez Valdez-Scantling was signed an hour ago, and he's getting reps with the first team out there in San Fran at this point. So I'm not sure. I don't know what I don't know there, but I remember seeing something to that
in
effect.
In the NFL, a player becomes a vested veteran after accruing 4 seasons of experience. That status comes with notable benefits. For one, it allows a player to avoid the waiver wire prior to the trade deadline. When a vested veteran is cut from January to mid-October, they become free agents immediately after 4 p.m. Eastern on the day they are released. That vested veteran idea, as you said, does play into week one of the NFL season. So that is part of what's going on right now. It says, let's see. Vested veteran tag can also be a bit of an inconvenience. Vested veterans receive the benefit of fully guaranteed salaries if they are on a week one roster on game day. So the fact that he's not would make you think maybe the teams didn't offer him, but that's not the way it was reported, was that he was waiting and seeing. But maybe the teams brought him in, kicked the tires, and said, hey, we'll call you next week. And he's just waiting on a phone call.
Could be that too, yeah.
For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Big thanks to Toby and Darris behind the scenes, to Ryan as well, wherever he is. He's out there somewhere listening, I'm sure, making us look good. Wave to Ryan on
High Definition. Hey, buddy.
Watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube every day, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your audio. Adam Peters, 5 o'clock tomorrow. Huge show from MGM National Harbor and Tap Sports Bar. Linnell has Linovertime next.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.